This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. One of the 11 Democratic candidates vying to represent Illinois in the U.S. Senate wants to amend the Constitution. Kevin Ryan grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago. He's a former teacher who served in Afghanistan as an infantry officer in the Marine Corps. Speaking on the 21st show, Ryan said there's too much money in political campaigns and he wants to change that.
That is my goal, to amend the Constitution, to take money out of politics, to establish that money is not speech, corporations are not people, and that Congress has the authority to regulate spending in elections.
After bringing his campaign to all 102 counties in Illinois, Ryan says his party isn't trying hard enough to connect with voters. He says his political party is good at raising money from big donors, but says that doesn't always translate to winning elections.
They outspent Trump by $500 million, but they still lost. I think it's because they don't show up. They don't show up to these communities, and they feel forgotten. I think that's not just Black and Latina. It's rural America, too. And I think that's why we've lost working class union workers and rural Americans, because Democrats have stopped showing up for them.
Other Democratic challengers include Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and Illinois Congress members Robin Kelly and Raja Krishnamoorthy. County clerks from across the state are warning voters that a new U.S. Postal Service policy will affect voting by mail. Capital News Illinois reports that mail ballots will still be counted as long as they are postmarked by Election Day. But the new USPS rule requires mail to be postmarked when they arrive at a distribution center instead of when they are first picked up. Tazewell County Clerk John Ackerman says this means voters will have to mail in their ballots before Election Day.
This is an unknown now. Where previously we had a pinpoint date, have it in the mail by Election Day so that it's postmarked by Election Day so that we can count your vote. Now that is an open question mark of when will it make it through a distribution center.
County clerks are encouraging people to mail their ballots as early as possible to make sure they are counted. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has reintroduced the Dietary Supplement Listing Act. The legislation requires dietary supplement manufacturers to register their products with the Food and Drug Administration. In 1994, Congress passed the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which provided FDA with authorities to regulate dietary supplements, but the law did not require those companies to register their products with the FDA. Learn more at WSIU.org.